First part of the second part. Question 3. What is happiness? Article 8. Whether man's happiness consists in the vision of the divine essence. It is written in 1 John 3:2, "When he shall appear, we shall be like to him, because we shall see him as he is." Final and perfect happiness can consist in nothing else than the vision of the divine essence. To make this clear, 2 points must be observed. First, that man is not perfectly happy so long as something remains for him to desire and seek. Secondly, that the perfection of any power is determined by the nature of its object. Now the object of the intellect is what a thing is, that is, the essence of a thing, according to Aristotle. Wherefore the intellect attains perfection insofar as it knows the essence of a thing. If therefore an intellect knows the essence of some effect, whereby it is not possible to know the essence of the cause, that is to know of the cause what it is, that intellect cannot be said to reach that cause simply, although it may be able to gather from the effect the knowledge of the fact that the cause is. Consequently, when man knows an effect and knows that it has a cause, there naturally remains in the man the desire to know about the cause what it is. And this desire is one of wonder and causes inquiry. For instance, if a man, knowing the eclipse of the sun, consider that it must be due to some cause, and know not what that cause is, he wonders about it, and from wondering proceeds to inquire. Nor does this inquiry cease until he arrive at a knowledge of the essence of the cause. If therefore the human intellect, knowing the essence of some created effect, knows no more of God than that he exists, the perfection of that intellect does not yet reach simply the first cause, but there remains in it the natural desire to seek the cause. Wherefore it is not yet perfectly happy. Consequently, for perfect happiness, the intellect needs to reach the very essence of the first cause, and thus it will have its perfection through union with God, as with that object in which alone man's happiness consists. First objection. It would seem that man's happiness does not consist in the vision of the divine essence. For Dionysius says that, by that which is highest in his intellect, man is united to God as to something altogether unknown. But that which is seen in its essence is not altogether unknown. Therefore, the final perfection of the intellect, namely happiness, does not consist in God being seen in his essence. Reply to the first objection. Dionysius is speaking of the knowledge of those who are still in this life, journeying towards happiness. Second objection. The higher perfection belongs to the higher nature. But to see his own essence is the perfection proper to the divine intellect. Therefore, the final perfection of the human intellect does not reach to this, but consists in something less. Reply to the second objection. The end is twofold. First, as to the thing itself which is desired, and in this way the same thing is the end of the higher and of the lower nature, and indeed of all things. Secondly, as to the attainment of this thing, and thus the end of the higher nature is different from that of the lower, according to their respective habitudes to that thing. So then the happiness of God, who in understanding his essence comprehends it, is higher than that of a man or angel who sees it indeed, but comprehends it not.